Only last month, President Xi announced that China will take steps to halt the domestic trade in ivory, adding to the ban on ivory carving imports he announced in February. But we know the illegal wildlife trade cannot be solved by governments alone. The spotlight falls back on all of us and on the choices we have to make to play our part in addressing this problem. We have to accept the truth that consumers are driving the demand for animal body parts, for art, for trinkets, or for medicine. Only we as consumers can put the wildlife traffickers out of business by ending our demand for their products. I know we can do this. The desire to possess animal trophies or ornaments made from ivory has been felt on every continent for centuries. I know this topic is sensitive for many families. For example, until 100 years ago, my ancestors were among those who had little concern about acquiring ivory, without the knowledge of the threats of extinction, corruption, and violence that the ivory trade would lead to. My rejection of ivory today is not a judgment of past generations. It is an acceptance of the world as I find it today, and the world I want my children, George and Charlotte, to inherit. Likewise, those doctors and medical practitioners in China that are speaking out against the use of endangered species in medicine, they are not judging previous generations who did not have the facts that you do today. They are just accepting the truth that all credible evidence and scientific research shows, for example, that rhino horn cannot cure cancer. We have a responsibility to act on the facts we have today. By doing so, we are honoring the generations that have come before us, and we are protecting those that are yet to come. I do not think that any of us would stand and watch an elephant or rhino being killed, or a ranger being gunned down, because we wanted a bracelet or an ornament to impress someone else as a gift. But that is what the demand for wildlife products means in practice.